section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Welcome, everyone, to episode number 32 of It Burns When I Pee, entitled Legends. We're going to play some music from some of the guys who have paved the way for the music that we love and celebrate on each and every episode of It Burns When I Pee. We just got done hearing the man himself, Wayne the Train Hancock, and his song Viper of Melody, which is off his new album from the same name. And you can check Wayne out at waynehancock.com. As for the show lineup, we're going to play music from Willie Nelson, Hank Jr., Waylon Jennings, Porter Wagoner, Johnny Paycheck, and the great Dale Watson. We're also going to talk about what's coming up for It Burns and IP, give you the contact information, and as always, it's going to be short and sweet, just like a mini-P episode should be. So with that, here is the next song from Waylon Jennings, one of my all-time favorite songs. I think it kind of describes me a little bit. From the Brown-Eyed Handsome Man CD, here is I've Always Been Crazy.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through. Been busted for things that I did and I didn't do. kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking loving a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be. When the story began of the choice of a lady and the love of a man, how he loved her so dearly, he went out of his mind when she left him for someone that she left behind. And he cried like a baby, he screamed like a panther in the middle of the night. And he saddled his pony, went for a ride. It was the time of the preacher in the year of 01. Now the preaching is over and the lesson's begun. Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. And you just got done hearing Willie Nelson's song, I Couldn't Believe It Was True. And that's off the legendary album, Redheaded Stranger. And you can always check out Willie at www.willienelson.com. We're going to go ahead and give the contact information as we always do so you folks can get a hold of us. You can check us out at our MySpace page. That's myspace.com/itburnswhenip86. You can also follow us on Twitter. That's twitter.com/IBWIPCOM. And we now have a Facebook page, a fan page, thanks to Uncle Bubba. So just go up to the search engine and type in IBWIP. Go ahead and add us as a friend. Check out what's going on. We also have the dial-in number for all you folks that like to leave voicemails. It's free, and you have 2 minutes. You can call at 206-339-8419. We play every and any voicemail message that's left to us, so give us a call and give us a shout-out. Our email addresses are blake@ibwip.com, and now Uncle Bubba has his own email address if you want to ask him any questions about cockfighting or whatever else you want to ask him. And that's UncleBubba@IBWIP.com. And as always, the main page, you can check us out at IBWIP.com. See, what else we got next going on? Oh, yes. In the middle of October, we're going to go down to Decatur, Illinois, to the VFW Hall, and see Lonesome Wyatt from Those Poor Bastards. He's going to be playing a show with Rachel Brooke. They're touring together right now. So IBWIP is going to head on down to Decatur and check out the show. We're really excited to see Rachel again and to finally get to meet Wyatt. He's been on the show twice, and we're finally going to be able to meet him face to face. So let's go ahead with another song. And y'all know this song from the man himself, Hank Jr. It's called Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line. It's from the Family Tradition CD. And you can check him out at HankJr.com. Take it away, Hank.
Walking the line. I keep a working every day. All you wanna do is play, and I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moves. Now, honey, baby, that ain't right. 'Cause ever since you was a little bitty teeny girl. In the light. Walk the line,
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Park View. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through, and for one thing or another, they're committed to Park View. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Park View. There's a girl who cries above me loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Park View. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy and my nights are dreamy too. Oh, they're taking good care of me while committed to Park View.
And you just got done hearing Committed to Park View by the late, great Porter Wagoner from his album Wagon Masters. And if you get a chance to go on YouTube or something and check out that video for Committed to Park View, definitely check it out. Marty Stewart had a hand in playing in that song, and it's really a cool album, and you can check Porter out at porterwagoner.net. What's coming up for IBWIP? Let's talk it over real quick. Episode 33, our third annual Halloween special, is going to be released on October 23rd, and our featured guest is going to be Sons of Perdition, finally getting them on the show. I know, gosh, from day one, we have been asked a few times by fans to have the Sons of Perdition on the show, so we're definitely going to have them on the Halloween episode. We're going to have a lot of great music. We also got some special things lined up with you. We also got some special surprises lined up for you. Uncle Bubba will be here in the studio, and we're looking forward to that as well. We're also going to announce the rules for the first annual Hug a 34 Day, and that's going to be on our Halloween episode as well. And we're going to have scheduled our next mini-P episode. It's going to be episode 34, and that's going to be released on November 13th. And we're going to have an episode at the end of November and then just one in December. So look forward to that. And already, the time has gone by. I told you these mini-P episodes are quick and painless. But I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all the folks who have been sending us feedback. We will be talking about the feedback that we've got on our next show. But I want to thank everybody for listening, for continuing to support us and downloading the show. And I want to thank Section86.com for continuing their efforts to help us out. And we look forward to talking to you on the third annual Halloween episode. And finally, we're going to have a little double play for you. We're going to play Johnny Paycheck's song, I'm the Only Hell My Mama Ever Raised. And I got that off his all-time greatest hit CD. And you can check Johnny out at JohnnyPaycheckMusic.com. And then we're going to play a song from the man himself, the godfather of real country music, I guess you could say. Not even the godfather. I guess say the father. He's not that old. But anyway, Dale Watson. We're going to have a song called A Real Country Song. And that's from his album Blessed and Damned. And you can check him out at DaleWatson.com. So, folks, here's a little double play for you at the end. We'll see you at the end of October. And have a good month.
Guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rolled into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. Yeah, I had to get some money. Lately, I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mammy sing, rock the ages, clip for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Handcuffs on me, and Lord, how I fought to resist. But the agents clamped and tied her till that metal bit into my wrist. They took my belt and my billfold, fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama singing, rock the ages, clip for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's way. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Mr. DJ, won't you please play a real country song? Where's your conscience? What's the problem? Speak up and say what's wrong. Play Loretta or some Conway, some Haggard and George Jones. Mr. DJ, can't you please play a real country song? miss that station I grew up on, WSM, when it was real and country to the bone, had heartfelt stories in every song. Now don't rock it if you can swing it. Let Pop Wills take me home. Hey, Mr. DJ, can't you please play a real country song? In recent years, y'all, things sure have changed so quick that we barely even notice it. But it's plain to see that pretty soon there's gonna be no country legends walking here among us. Just like the drive-in picture shows and the mom-and-pop stores, right soon all of them are gonna be gone. Just like the DJ when he play a real country song. I miss that station I grew up on, KIKK, when it was real and country to the bone, and heartfelt stories in every song. Now don't rock it if you can swing it. Let Bob Wills take me home. Hey, Mr. DJ, can't you please play a real country song? Now don't rock it if you can swing it. Let Bob Wills take me home. Hey, Mr. DJ, can't you please play a real country song?